Do you have a good confession?
Yes. To be fair, this is something that I used to do mostly during my college
years. Oh my
years.
God. Okay.
And now I do it from time to time.
For fun? To keep you young?
It's because of social pressure sometimes.
Oh, okay. I'm fascinated. So, what is it?
You know, when you are in the middle of a conversation and there are a lot of name dropping, like, I don't know, if you're talking about movies and they're like, oh, do you know this director?
Oh,
have you
watched this
movie? Like, it's a must, you know, the basic movie you have to watch to understand the whole movement or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes the pressure is so high. I just say I've watched or I know certain names when I actually don't know.
Do you just nod along?
Yeah.
And they're like, do you know this person? You're like, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Exactly. So I just pretend that I know because I don't want to be judged like this illiterate girl.
Oh my God. I've done that too.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes it's like, okay. And you can carry on just nodding and saying, uh-huh, I agree. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Of course.
But sometimes when the conversation keeps going and you start to sweat because they're asking like specific questions and what you thought about, and you're like, okay, at that time I'm always going for the typical response as, well, I read that book so long ago, I don't recall all the little details, or I watched that movie so many times, but yeah. I was young, so I don't remember, I need to rewatch it. Actually, it's in my to-do list, you know.
I was just thinking about it recently.
And you know, I feel terrible sometimes, but I lie. Sometimes I do it.
It's okay. You're such an honest person other times.
Yeah, well, I feel very embarrassed about this. But
don't feel embarrassed, because I do it too. And if you feel embarrassed, then I should feel embarrassed.
Oh, well, I like to think that I'm not the only one, so.
I think it's totally A-okay. And on that note, I have a really good thing to lead into it.
Okay.
But first, we have to do the intro.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Never Not New York.
Where you will never be embarrassed because no one is more embarrassing than us. We are a little podcast, a slice of New York life, not the one you see on TV that's scripted.
Yeah, I'm Never Not Noah.
I'm Never Not Eliza.
Welcome.
Welcome. And let's dive right into something that someone should be embarrassed about.
Okay, what is this? I don't know.
We have the case of the man who cloned his dog.
What?
Yeah.
Like cloning?
Well, apparently, this is how the story was told to me, because maybe it's a bit of telephone at this point, but this is the most epic story that I've heard in a long time.
So we are not talking about Photoshop cloning in a picture or anything like that. No. Actually cloning.
I think we're talking about real DNA cloning.
Oh my God.
I know. And I'm going to go ahead and believe it's real because there was an article a while ago that they cloned like a sheep or something.
Yeah, Dolly the sheep.
Yeah.
But I think we were like 6 years old.
Okay, well, turns out big business now.
But I didn't know that was allowed. Well, I don't know.
I didn't know. Me neither.
Crazy.
Okay. So let me paint the picture.
Okay.
I'm at the park, off-leash hours with Maverick. Everyone has their dogs. They're kind of like, you know, running around free-for-all. And I'm talking to this guy. We're talking about dogs and how they're one of a kind, whatever. And he's like, well.
Depends.
Did you hear about that guy from the Upper West Side? And I was like, what? No. This guy lived on the Upper West Side.
Okay.
Okay. He had a beloved dog. Mm-hmm. Love that dog. I think it lived a very long life. He never had it on the leash. It was always off leash everywhere.
So that means the dog was very well trained and behaved.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, I think they were companions.
Oh, okay.
The dog dies. We're going to assume natural causes.
Okay. This is sad. So far, it's sad.
What do you think he does?
I mean, as you already mentioned, cloning, I'm afraid he's going to try to do something like related to that. But maybe he just kept the ashes of the dog.
He sends that dog to Korea and gets it cloned.
So you can clone
apparently
pets in Korea?
Yeah.
The north of the South Korea?
That's a great question. I'm going to assume south. Well, although we don't know.
We don't know. The legal part made me think that it's more related to the north.
There are some loopholes. That's true. Okay, so the dog comes back, it's alive. He's like, oh, they're like, oh, it's clone
alive
dog.
They sent a clone.
They sent a clone. They cloned the dog. What do you think they did with the old dog?
I mean, I thought they would just keep it and then bury it or cremate it.
No.
No?
This dog is going to stay close to the owner forever.
Oh my God.
He gets it turned into a hat.
A hat?
Which he wears all the time. So technically, he's walking his two dogs.
First of all, how ugly it will be a hat with the shape or the skin of a dog.
Well, like 101 Dalmatians.
But with like, it has like a tail, like it those was, raccoon heads.
I'm hoping it has like the full teeth and everything, like, you know.
And
like
the ears. Oh my God. That's so awful.
The guy decides that Manhattan is not for him anymore. He moves to Park Slope.
With his new clone dog and the hat.
And his hat, yes. Okay. Very important. So this guy who I'm talking to in the park, the guy is in his apartment. He's looking out the window. He hears a lot of yelling. Mm-hmm. Now, this guy on the Upper West Side, he used to yell a lot. Okay. Angry at everyone. Okay. You know, a lot of problems stemming from him having his dog off leash and people having a problem with it. So who knows actually if that dog was well behaved or not.
I mean, taking into account that he cloned his dog, it seems like a problematic person to me.
He seems a bit unstable, yeah. I think the hat is like also part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy hears all the yelling. He looks down and it's the guy.
Okay.
And I think he's wearing the hat.
Also?
I think with the dog off leash, screaming at construction people.
I mean, I cannot fathom that dog looking at his owner wearing a dog that looks like him in his head. Like,
it's spitting image, like looking into a mirror.
I mean, this is New York. I can't believe anything, but yeah.
I know. So,
okay.
He goes downstairs and he talks to the construction guys. He's like, "Do you know who that was?" And tells them the whole story. And the construction guys are like, "Okay, cool. Who cares?"
Of course.
Yeah.
Because and actually, New York. Never know New York. Yeah. You're not surprised by anything.
New York. Yeah. And you mind your own business. And they just really did not care. And they're like probably on their little break or he's like disrupting them. Anyway.
So do we know anything that what happened to the new clone dog? Like eventually recloned the clone?
I don't know. I think that happened recently. I think that was the other day.
So you may meet that person.
So he's on the loose. The clone dog might be at the park. I gotta look out for someone with the hat. Of course, if everyone has off-leash dogs, it's gonna be a lot harder. But if someone's wearing a fur hat that looks suspiciously like the dog next to them.
Oh my God.
Now, here's my question for you.
Okay. I have so many questions.
Do you want to do your questions first?
No. You just go ahead.
Okay. Do we think there's a chance? We're just gung-ho willing to believe that this is, you know, real, that it's possible to clone your dog.
Yeah.
We think there's a chance they just found a dog that was pretty similar?
I mean, of course it will be cheaper than actually cloning a dog.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if that is legal, first of all. And then second, it's like the cost of that. I don't know.
The plane flight alone, first of all. Second of all, is the clone dog going to have the same memories? No, so you'd have to retrain it. So it could be pretty easy to be like, this is your clone dog and it doesn't really remember everything, but it's the exact same. So good luck. And then it's like, well, you just didn't train it that well this time around. You know, a lot of behavioral stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't.
So could we assume also that he got scammed?
I mean, I could believe that, you know? I think it's not that difficult to find, well, depending how the dog was. If it's a pure breed, you know, fancy dog, maybe it's easy. But if it's like 1,000 milks, as we call them in Spain.
So yeah, like Maverick. But I have an idea.
What?
Maybe we are all fools. And he was just joking. He didn't actually clone the dog. He just got one similar. Because there's someone in your building who has had the same dog multiple times that he names the same thing.
But isn't that nice that we're willing to believe that actually he was able to clone a dog? That it's beautiful that we are
that actually,
naive.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, sweet, sweet. Never mind New York.
I love the story. Thank you for sharing this with me. Now I'm going to be like looking at all the dogs and looking for a guy wearing a fur hat.
Don't get him confused with a Hasidic.
Oh yeah, they do wear those hats.
I wonder if that's what the hat looks like. You know, maybe, although that would take a lot of dog, so it would have to be a huge one.
That dog wasn't a Chihuahua, let me tell you. With a Chihuahua, you can do a purse maybe, but...
Wait, if it was a Chihuahua... Be like a little fascinator.
You know, when I die, if I do it before you, you're allowed to have a portion of my skin.
Thank you.
To, you know, you can make whatever you want with that.
I'd like your arm. my arm. I want a crossbody purse with fingers.
Don't you like something with my nipple so you can put like a, use it like a
You're bottom? Right. I want a clamshell purse. Actually, I'd take your whole torso because I could get probably two pieces out of that.
Okay, thank you.
You can have mine too. I'll donate the insides to science unless you like them as well.
Oh, you're so generous.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
This has been another fascinating case in New York City.
Wow. And
as always, find us on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else. Please listen for at least 60 seconds. Hate us for that 60 seconds.
Remember, our DMs are always open for your stories, and you can find us at any of the social media platforms.
Honestly, find us. Okay. Bye.